That we attend, what did it say?
Periodic.
Thank you.
Board meetings.
Okay.
Ready for him to go? All right.
Perfect, thank you. My other two brains. Okay, let's go ahead and get this meeting started.
I don't think he's turned us on yet.
Oh. Okay. Let's go ahead and get this meeting started. It's 2:30 on Monday, March 27th. And this is the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee meeting. Sonia, can you do roll call, please?
Absolutely. Bryn McCormick.
Here.
Ann Way.
Here.
Terry Murphy.
Here.
Shelley Thompson.
Here.
Steve Lovis.
Here.
Mike Kavanaugh is here. We do not have a city liaison with us at this time. And I did want to let you know, Vicki Bach contacted me today, and she is stepping down from the advisory committee because she's hoping to be moving to Mexico at least part of the time. And so she feels that it'd be better to step down. So that's why she's not with us today. Hi. So we do have a city liaison, Beatrice Botello.
Whatever was it.
Welcome, Beatrice. Haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. And the other person who is not here is Dawn. We do have our quorum. We have five members. Quorum is half plus one, which would be four. Okay. Approval of the minutes. So hopefully you've had a moment to read through the minutes. I will accept a motion to accept them as they are or to accept them with amendments.
This is Bryn. I move to accept the minutes of our
February 27th.
Thank you. February 27th, 2023 meeting as written.
Do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, all members present voted to pass. Okay. Next item would be the discussion items. So we're going to hop right to our goals. Okay, goal number one. Bryn is the responsible party for that. And I'm just going to point something out because we had orientation earlier. So now you can see on the goal where it says partnering with Samaritan, and underneath that it says city strategy. That's where it directly ties to the 2040 vision.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Bryn, any updates?
I do have some. The first was to add one more additional evidence-based program to what's being offered. Last week, I met with Karen something of, thank you, of Samaritan Health Services. She's the trainer for Fit and Strong, and she is going to move forward with a Fit and Strong training in. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'll start all over. She works with Living Well with Chronic Conditions, and we are going to have a training for Living Well here in Newport, probably in late spring, early summer, with the goal of starting a Living Well group in fall or winter of this year.
Can I clarify? So they're gonna train instructors?
Yes. Yes, it's a four-day, eight-hour-day training, and they'll be doing it in Newport.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I hope we get enough instructors.
There are evidently a couple people who are already trained. I think one of them might be with Health and Human Services. I'm not sure where the other two are.
Fantastic.
And also, the master trainer has said that she will come over from Corvallis to co-facilitate, because it does require two trainers.
So it takes T trainers to train master trainers. Master trainers train workshop leaders.
Right, and workshop leaders requires two workshop leaders for each class.
Awesome.
And they will be virtual classes.
Great, thank you.
I did a presentation about the virtual, hybrid virtual and in-person hybrid program that we're working on for 60 plus to the State of Oregon's facilitators for Walk with Ease. I did that last week, and I think it was well received. I do have a tape of it if anybody's interested. And we're going to continue that with the hope of having some other facilitators in Oregon move to a hybrid. My next Walk with Ease begins in May. Sonia and I are looking at strategies for improving the enrollment, increasing the enrollment, and we're trying to put together a master plan for our promotion. And that's the end of my report.
Okay, I have a question about number five, objective, exploring the feasibility of reciprocal agreement in UNITAS contract. Mike, you were gonna check into that.
I forgot to do that, I apologize. I'm making a note right now.
Okay, thank you. I think that would be really nice. Okay, any questions for Brent? Nope. Okay, goal two drops to me. This is seek out opportunities to increase diversity, equity, and inclusion for the 60 plus community. It's a 2 to 5 year goal, and I think this is ending of year two. So we're working on constantly trying to find ways to get other people in. Participating people who don't look like me. And I know I say that every time, but that's literally what we're attempting to do. I get other people in the community to come to the 60 plus and participate in activities or sit in the lounge and play and visit or do whatever they are comfortable doing. And one of the things I realized is the first objective says to develop a strategy. This is embarrassing, but we actually haven't developed a strategy. So I am going to make an appointment with Sonia, probably do it on a Wednesday when I'm already here, and actually sit down and develop that strategy. It's hard to do something if you don't have the strategy done. So, you know, read the wording. Okay, identify outreach strategies. And I think we have done that, but I think we need to do it again and actually write it down on paper, because some of our great ideas were great ideas, but we didn't accomplish anything with them. So that's another thing I'm gonna be working with Sonia on. We have stopped providing a complimentary lunch and day pass to the 60 plus center, to the American Legion, and to Veterans Services, because in 2 months, no one took us up on that opportunity. However, Sonia is working and doing some stuff with Veterans Services, and we're gonna jump on the bandwagon with that effort. Instead of trying to do something on our own, we're gonna do something that somebody else is doing that hopefully will get the attention that we're wanting. Still working on the tamale feed. At this point in time, it's going to happen sometime in May. Sometime towards the end of May. I have not heard back from my contact, Alex. He has three other activities that are happening in May. And so not because of Cinco de Mayo, but the day we offered to him was Tuesday, May 23rd, 9 to 2. And part of the problem has been the use of the room, and somebody else is in the room and all kinds of logistics, but we are working towards that. So I'm still hoping that happens. Let me see what else. I think that's the end of that. Oh, another thing that's happening that didn't start with the advisory committee is, but we have done some outreach to homeless population through Grace Wands, and Sonia has also been working with them and is going to do a luncheon, not a luncheon, like a picnic, a barbecue picnic, June sometime. Thank you, June 11th. And she asked if I would like to be at that to help. So I'm inviting any of the rest of you to come. I'm not exactly sure what we will be doing. It might be setting up stuff in the parking lot. If you're going to be handling food, you have to have a food handler's card. So talk to Sonia about that. But it will be doing something, reaching out to the homeless population.
What day of the week is that?
June 11th is a Sunday.
Perfect. Okay.
And it's the week before Father's Day.
You can count me in on that.
Okay, great. So it'd be two of us. Wonderful. One of the things Sonia did mention when I said, well, what do you want me to do? And she said, well, one of the things is we're going to try to not have the population come into the center because there will be no need for them to come in. So it might just be standing at the door and talking to people and not really providing security, but just keeping an eye out. Okay?
Will there be facilities for restroom and also for hand washing in the?
Yes, there will be, because that is important too. All righty, any questions on, oh, I guess I do have more. A goal for next year is the host program, and we are still working on that. I still have been coming in on Wednesdays, finding that very enjoyable, learning people's names, and, you know, calling people by their name when you only see them once a week really makes people feel important. So there's a Kathy and a Vincent who come in every Wednesday for a dance class. No, Vincent is right. I think Kathy's right. And they come in and I say, hi, Kathy, are you heading down the line dancing? I sure am. When she comes up, I'll say, well, how'd you do? And sweat's dripping off of her hair. And I said, looks like you got a good workout. And Vincent's the same way. So if nothing else, I know there's two people every week that I am bringing a little joy to their life. And if that's all it takes, hey, I'm for that. Vicki was the kind of the lead on that. So since she's not here, that's why I stepped up. However, I'm passing that off, that work group, to Terry. So next meeting, Terry will be giving any reports about what's happening. Vicki was going to get name tags, so now I need to get that information from her and follow through on that. Any questions about that?
I just want to say in regard to diversity, I just want to commend Mike and the Rec Center for having a Cinco de Mayo preparing two popular Mexican dishes, tacos de lengua and menudo, which are tongue tacos and tripe. So I think we will see some interesting faces at that.
And when is that?
That's for. That's
through Esther. That's not me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's it. You don't want me cooking. I promise you that.
It's listed as Cinco de Mayo. Is it on May 5th? Yes, it is. But I'm sorry, May 6th.
I'd have Saturday, to double check. I don't know, but I know Esther is the one that's going to be running that.
It'll be Saturday, so. May 6th. Oh, my birthday, from 3 to 5.
So if you like those things, go.
And even if you don't, give them a try.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, goal 3. Policies and procedures. I'm going to let Sonia do that.
So, yes, the policies that Ann typed up months ago have been sitting on my desk, and I have been going through them. I was really hoping that I was going to turn them over to you today. Didn't quite make it, but I should be able to turn them over to you, and there are going to be some changes, so you'll have some work to do. But that's where we are, that at least it is moving forward.
Okay, so that's the procedures. So all of the current procedures have gone through the process, and now it sounds like some are coming back to me, and that's okay. And I'm going to start working on the policies next. And we have, Sonia has picked out the format that she wants to use, and I will start working on that. And there really aren't too many of them. And the reason there aren't too many is because most of our policies come from the city of Newport. So we have to follow policies from above. So, but there are some. So I'm hoping my plan is in the next 2 months to get the first time through to you, which shouldn't be a problem. Okay, any questions about the policies? Nope, okay. Our goal four is completed. So goal five is Mr. Don. Have you heard anything from Donna? Terry is also part of this group. Terry, why don't you report on what you've been doing?
I've been making trip posters for the board and putting different classes that are and different things that are coming into the center up there. And I've been changing them up, making them different so that maybe some people will take a notice.
And they're really bright. You can't walk down that hall and not look up there now. They just kind of jump out at you and say, hey, look at me. And they look interesting and fun. So if you haven't looked at them, stop and take a peek. Okay.
Thank you.
Any comments for Terry?
How soon do you want notices brought to you?
Whenever you get them.
All right.
She can always do posters and then just not post them for a while if it's too far in advance. One thing that we find with some of our activities at the 60 Plus Center or through the 60 Plus Center is that they change for one reason or another. So it's okay she has the information early, but it might change.
And I'll just add that these are four activities here at the 60 Plus right. Activity Center that right. We're hosting.
I'm just curious, you know, how soon she put them up. I know not for mine. Okay. I just bring mine haphazardly.
Okay. Any other questions, comments about our goals? Steve, where do you want to work? Goal three.
Policies and procedures.
You want to work? Okay. Policies and procedures. Be working with me. Okay.
Knows what he wants.
And Steve. Okay, great.
Yeah, I was prepared. You didn't even have to harass me or anything.
Nope. Thank you. Well, that's good.
So, Anne.
Yes.
I when Vicki was here last, I said that I wanted to be part of goal two, but I'm not anywhere on.
Okay. That would
agenda.
Be my error.
So I didn't know if that was her to put that on. So I want to make sure you guys know.
Me.
Yeah. That I want to be part of that committee.
Okay, great. Thank you. So mm-hmm. Terry, when you pull this together, it's her too. Her too. That was great English. Shelley also. All righty. No more questions. Then we're going to move on to item 4B on the agenda, committee member attendance and participation. This is a topic that I brought up last month. About members who we haven't seen for months and how important it is for them to not only fulfill their commitment, but it's for our work. So today we didn't really have a report from the main person on the head of the work group for goal five. So we need the attendance. Today we also did an orientation for all the new members from 12:30 to 2, and it was a great time. For those of us who were there, I had a good time, but then I can have a good time doing most anything. One of the documents that we reviewed was a brochure. It was a brochure specifically written for nonprofit charities. We're not a nonprofit charity, but there are guidelines within that booklet that we received from here, City Hall, telling us how we are to operate. And one of the comments in there, or one of the comments we had from last meeting is, we don't have it anywhere, and Mike was going to look to see also about that. What does it say? What are the rules about us attending meetings? So what we found is that particular brochure says that as board members, in this case, advisory committee members, we attend periodic board meetings. Now, I don't know what periodic means to anybody else. But that's what that document said. Brynn, you have some feedback?
I'd like to make a motion that we request committee members attend 75% of advisory committee meetings and provide reasonable notice when they will be absent.
Is there a second for the motion?
I second.
Okay, is there a discussion?
Yes, I don't know if 75% is a reasonable or usable number. And also, I, you know, certainly things come up, but a reasonable notice when people know that they're not going to attend, I think would be helpful, because we have had situations where we've come to meetings here and we do not have a quorum, and we can't discuss any business without a quorum. And it just, if someone knows they're not coming, it would be helpful to know in advance.
And to add on to that, that list of expectations we give people when they apply, it's on there that we expect people to be here. And if not to be here, they need to let Sonia know. I mean, that's, to me, that just seems like the right thing to do. But we need feedback.
I don't think 75% is too much to ask at all.
So that would be 9. Now, we often don't have a meeting in December, and we often don't have a meeting 1 month out of the summer. It depends on the work and what we're doing, and we decide whether or not we meet. So if that's, so what's 75% of 10? Oop, calendar isn't gonna tell
7.5.
Yeah, 7.5.
Okay.
8.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, Anne. So it'd be 8 meetings if we have 10 meetings. So that kind of tells us where we're at. So what are we thinking?
I wanted to ask Beatrice, does your advisory committee have a requirement in terms of attendance?
Yes, we do.
And how many meetings do people need to attend?
3. I mean, we have, you know, with City Council 3 times a year. So we have to also give advance, and also, you know, like a, when we have city, we have to, I mean, we have city council, we have to excuse in front of everybody, and everybody accept, you know, their absence.
And does the advisory, the Rec Center's advisory committee have a requirement?
No, they don't. The Parks and Rec Advisory Committee doesn't have one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe any committees have one.
My question then, following what you just said, Mike, is do other committees have they ever faced issues of members not being present at a number of meetings?
Oh, yeah.
And what occurs?
Well, so what normally would occur, and we've had this issue with the Parks and Rec Advisory Committee, we just, I myself as the liaison worked with that individual and then worked with the city admin office in regards to the direction that we go.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked to the point where the individual ended up stepping down on their own. But if it's going to be a consistent theme that is occurring, then I would say, you know, this, a hard line would address that issue. And I mean, I don't think it's unreasonable, especially if it's affecting business.
Okay. Sonia did, at your direction, Mike, talk to the individual that we're speaking about, and he was traveling, and then he was going to let her know before today's meeting, and has not heard from him. She has not heard from him, so I don't know exactly what that means. Any other comments? I haven't heard from you, Steve.
Well,
what are you thinking?
I don't think it's unreasonable that people should attend. I mean, for me personally, if I couldn't attend on a regular basis, I would just step down. Because if you can't do the job, you can't do the job, you know?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I missed my first meeting, but that was, I was sleeping over at the hospital instead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Shelley, you look like you were going to say something.
No, I just think that, again, I still think 75% is not an unreasonable ask, because we all signed up for this. Mm-hmm. At the same time, within that 75%, there will be occasions that you have to or could not make it. Mm-hmm. And that's when you be responsible and let someone know ahead of time so they know what to expect. So that's my big thing.
Okay, thank you.
And I agree. You need to be responsible or let somebody know if there's going to be a problem.
Thank you.
So I think maybe instead of making a motion for accepting that, I think maybe some draft language should be put together that needs to go in the bylaws for the committee. And so I think draft language should be, I think there's a desire, obviously, and so I think the committee wants to head in that direction, but I think maybe putting some language together prior to making this approval, so that way you can, we can, one, staff can take a look at it, bring something back, but also have it vetted through city attorney, because they will have to have a final look at that prior to going on the books. So I think that's the path forward. And Sonia and I and Ann and everyone, we can kind of work on that language and then bring it back to the group.
So you're saying this should be a policy?
Oh, yeah, no, it would have to be. It has to be. It would go under the committee bylaws.
We don't, I don't know of any committee bylaws.
We have committee.
We have committee bylaws?
So within city ordinance, there are general bylaws for committees.
Okay,
and
so we didn't make them up?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Well, you will, ones that are pertaining strictly to the 60-plus advisory committee, but you have to go in and make that change. And so this would be one of those pieces that would have to be included in that. And so it would have to be approved. Once the language is approved, approved from this committee, and then it has to actually go forward to city council for final approval, because they're the only ones that can make that change on the city ordinance.
Okay. Well, I would volunteer to be on a work group to draft some language.
Perfect. Anybody else want to work with Bryn? He's really easy to work with.
Make sure it stays under a quorum number.
Right.
For the whole committee, if you put together a work
group. So it could be one other person?
Yeah, I'd say one other person would be perfect.
Steve? How would you like to do it as a policy?
I just raised my hand in advance of you nominating.
Okay, so there we go. It's the policy and procedures work group member.
He's on it today.
Okay.
It's like going in the army. Everybody volunteers. Everybody steps back.
And you're the only one stepping forward, huh?
So now.
And then our process would be, we will draft something, bring it back to this committee for review, and then it will be passed along.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. So what do we do with the motion? Are we going to table the motion? If so, I need somebody to officially do that.
Yeah, somebody would need to table it.
It can be the maker of the motion or another person.
I move that we table a motion to request that committee members attend 75% of the advisory committee meetings and provide reasonable notice when we'll be absent.
Is that an indefinite table, or are you going to put a time frame on it?
We will create a work group and report back to this committee at our next meeting.
Okay. Is there a second?
I second it.
Thank you. I'm going to take a step away from the agenda. Parliamentary procedures at their best. Okay. And I said that because we had that orientation and...
Do we have to vote?
On a table.
We made a motion and it's been
seconded.
Yeah,
I think that needs a vote. All those in favor? Aye.
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 Motion passed. Everyone in presence. Okay. Perfect. Fee schedule. Sonia, I think that's you.
Do you have any updates? Mike?
I was hoping by this meeting we would have some form of a fee schedule to bring forward to you all, and we don't. The discussion is continuing. The staff internally, we are meeting tomorrow with the supervisors. We're going to be reviewing. We have made progress with the fee analysis, but there's a few more internal reviews, pieces that we need to go over. That are related to the directly related to program fees. On April 3rd, in City Council work session, to gauge where City Council, if they're interested in like the direction that we're heading, just an explanation of how that analysis went. And I hope to bring that back here to the committee next month with some final decisions, which direction we're going with that. But long story short, I kind of dove into it. We're using the LEARN pricing formula that we learned, staff learned from their training that they recently attended. And then also Greenplay/Barry and Dunn, who did the consultant firm that did our business plan. We're using their resource allocation recovery pyramid method to find that balance of what is a public benefit, what's a private benefit, and then creating that percentage for recovery of subsidies. back, and that will determine. And so there's some more formula building that we have to do on internal, so we can kind of see what those prices might, potential fees might look like, and then make some decisions. But like I said, April 3rd in work session with City Council, we'll be doing a presentation on that to gauge their thoughts on it. And also kind of educate on the past history of the resolution that was passed from the City Council side in 2009 that kind of set the standard of how we recover our fees, which was basically through the CPI across the board. And so most likely what we're also going to be looking at or presenting is two ways of building our price structure for programs and activities. We'll be using that that pricing formula and pyramid method. While memberships and passes are going to be more of, you know, analyzing what's being done in the local regional area pricing wise for our local competitors, public and private, and then kind of, you know, building a set fee for memberships, passes that's comparable while we're not pricing, you know, public or private entities out of the market, but we're not pricing ourselves out of the market also. And then that would probably be a CPI increase from a membership and pass side, while our programs and activities are going to be truly built around public, private, and then recouping those costs. So we actually will stay a little bit more balanced in our budget.
Okay, thanks. Any questions for Mike?
Wasn't the objective really, or maybe I heard it wrong, to be self-sufficient without dipping into the general fund?
To some degree, obviously completely not being subsidized from the general fund.
Right.
We ran those scenarios. We wanted those to be scenarios that were played out in the most recent business plan. And if we were completely, we removed all subsidies away, it would be, I believe, the only facility that would remain open would be our pool, to be 100% non-subsidized. And so the way the structure of the facilities have been built, we asked them to play out that scenario of like 25% reduction in subsidies, a 50% reduction, and a 75% reduction in subsidies. And it was pretty mind-blowing to see that the 75%, it would shut down two of our three facilities and significantly reduce programs, activities for the public. So, and again, it's really, we have the plan, we have this analysis, we're going to bring it back to City Council. It's also going in front of the Budget Committee, and let the policymakers make the decisions and give us the direction. One thing I thought that was interesting was 2009, when this discussion happened then, it was at the same time as the 2009 business plan, and there was a 2009 study that was done, fee analysis study that was done by FCS. And FCS's recommendation was to move into the direction of this, using these formulas and cost recovery plans. And our City Council decided they didn't want to move in that direction, even though that was a recommendation. And they decided to do CPI across the board moving forward. And so it's a very interesting to go back and read the City Council minutes, to see the resolution and how the resolution was written. And internally, we thought it was interesting how we're having the same conversation now back again in 2009. So, but it's really going to be up to our policymakers to give us the direction that we want to go, or that they want us to go in.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it. No, I mean, to me, just personally, the general fund exists to subsidize things that are wanted by the city that may or may not pay for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fact of life, you know.
And you know, if we move in the direction of using this new formula and new process for programs and activities, it could potentially eliminate programs and activities because we're not breaking even, or we're not getting that cost recovery breakpoint. But at the same time, maybe it's time for those to be removed. You know, if we can't meet that and the public's not willing to pay that, then maybe it's time for those programs to not be available or be offered. But this might open other doors and other abilities to offer other programs and opportunities. So,
well, it's certainly a detailed conversation. I mean,
it will be.
I think with any academic organization or any civic organization, those decisions are not easy.
They aren't. They definitely, and that's, you know, just reading the minutes from City Council in 2009, there was a a large showing of public input and what could potentially happen to pricing and programs and activities, and the public showed up and informed City Council of that. So it's interesting. It's really going to be interesting, and I don't think this new model that we would like to head in that direction is, I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it'll be responsible for us as staff members and sets expectations on how we move forward with programs and how we're budgeting everything.
Well, I think that 60 Plus certainly will never be a profit center for the city, but I would like to suggest to Sonia and to Mike that you look, when you're looking at the membership fee structure for 60 Plus, that you offer a pay it forward option, in that I think there are a lot of people who are paying $27 a year who would be more than happy and more than capable of doing something else. But since that isn't part of the structure, I don't think they think of making a donation.
Yeah, and what I'll be presenting to council is also including some sort of, you know, how can we address the low income rate piece across the board? And one idea that we've put out there is maybe how to keep our scholarship fund and scholarship policy or scholarship fund more sustainable. And maybe there's a way we do a surcharge just within Parks and Recreation fees, percentage, where it will be a small uptick, obviously, in pricing, but not significant enough where that will be. I mean, if you think about the daily charges that we're running every day, just even from entries into the building, that adds up over time. And so that would create a more sustainable scholarship program for past memberships at 60 Plus, you know, or trips, or, you know, whether it's youth programming at the rec center, swim lessons, or being in a program at the pool. So I think there's definitely a way, and there's other ideas too out there.
I think, for example, I mean, I've kind of talked with some people around about it, and I think that there are a lot of folks out there that would be willing to pay $50 for a pay it forward membership.
I'm not familiar with the membership structure of the rec center collectively. Are there any group memberships?
There are.
Okay.
There are. There's it originally started as a corporate membership, and now it's just a group membership. If you can get 10 or more, corporate membership was more for like the county or for school district. But as prices increased over the years, staff changed that from a corporate membership to group pricing. And if you could get 10 or more individuals, and 60 Plus Center is one of them, that we usually send individuals that come to the rec center. We like, oh, well, you qualify for 60 Plus, and if you pay, you know, $27 for their membership, then you join their group, and then you get, I think, a 30% off discount on your membership here. Yeah. And so we work as best we can to provide those specials or provide discounts as best we can.
And Sonia, you know where I'm going with this, because of Ocean Views getting, you know, it's another way for them to market our community, but we already market the rec center and the 60 Plus Center with your flyers and things in our packets. So I'm thinking we need to introduce a group type of mentality to go in, and they all, you know what I mean, and also help reduce the price on so many for them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are lower income, at least 50% of our building.
And that kind of gets into the, like, we need to improve on marketing and on our end so people are aware of that. You know, we have this group pricing for 10 or more, you know, and then, you know.
Perfect.
Your facility can have something like that. Other businesses might have that or be interested in it. So I think there's just things that we're not advertising as well as maybe we potentially can, or getting the word out.
You guys are coming out of my mouth 15 times a day.
Thank you.
I have one more comment. I hope that after working for the county for the number of years that I did, and then the college, one of the things that I see happening is when people say, well, only 5 people have come to that, let's stop that. I really hope that before any particular program is stopped, that there's a serious deep dive into why there's only five people coming. Is it the instructor? Is it the time of the day? You know, one of the things to talk about, 60 plus is don't have meetings in the evening. Duh. So we have stopped. We no longer have meetings in the evening because if we're focusing on 60 plus, we're talking about a population that may or may not have a driver's license and may or may not drive at night. I don't like to drive at night. I'm night blind by the lights. So anything that happens at night, I ask my husband to take me or I don't go. So just, you know, take a look into why. It might be the location. Maybe the people are uncomfortable coming. So sometimes before we just say, oh, forget it, let's seriously look at why. Maybe there are only five people or five families or five children or five men or five participants that need it at this time, but it might be crucial to those five people's lives. And I know how easy it is to say, oh, let's just quit doing that. Oh, let's just quit doing that. We don't know the impact we have unless we look closely.
Yeah, and the LEARN training that staff went through for to become certified program planners, that's part of the training where they talk to you about, you know, you don't just stop a program after the first time of a failure to register. You take a deeper dive, you look, you evaluate, engage with the public. You know, why did people not attend? What was the, you know, what was a possibility that was a barrier from allowing you to come? Try it again. Mm-hmm. I believe the standard is try the program three times before you completely remove it from a guide or activity list. And so that's part of the training and part of us, you know, with from internal side is we've got to become better planners. And those are those things we do instead of just, oh, I didn't go. We'll try next month and see if it, you know, you offer the exact same thing. Well, more than likely, it'll be the exact same outcome. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's where staff has to get that mindset of, all right, what can I do? What was wrong? Do I need to rebrand it? Do I need to reprice it? Do I need to reevaluate the structure? So,
thank you. I'm glad to hear that. I know how easy that is, and I see what happens when we just make those get rid of decisions so very quick. Hey, any more questions about the fee schedule for Mike or Sonia?
I do promise it's coming.
Well, this way we know you'll be here at the next meeting.
I know Sonia is probably tired of hearing me like, we've got another meeting set up, sorry.
That's okay.
We're doing it, though.
Okay, Sonia, your report.
All right, so I did submit the report of what happened last month, and then let me see, when was it you and I? Bryn and I went to Corvallis for a meeting that was a SOAR sprint. Section of older retired adults. I forget what SOAR exactly stands for, but it's a part of the Oregon Parks and Recreation dealing with the seniors communities like ours. And it was a really good training session. A whole bunch of people, like all the way from Ashland and up from Portland area, and us on the coast, the Corvallis. A number of different sessions talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and how to make programs. They actually had a panel from people with ARC that included a disabled individual, talking about what makes them. They were autistic and or Asperger's LGBTQ representative, and they talked about, like, what, you know, when they walk in, what makes them feel welcome, what kind of things make them feel like they're not welcome, you know, what kind of advertising and that sort of thing that they would respond to. That was a really interesting panel. So anyway, that was a very valuable use of our day, and Mike's asked me to talk about it when we have our staff meeting and to just kind of review with the people who weren't able to attend. There was a few other things. I was also able to talk with several of the other people in my position in other communities about their fee structures. Everybody's very different than us, but I did get in some detail that we'll talk about when we meet tomorrow. I can share with you what I've learned. Let me see. I do have a bunch of things planned coming up, so I'm not going to go through what's in this report. You guys can read what we did in the past. But coming up, like Ann had mentioned, that I am working with the veterans. We do have our veterans, the Veterans Appreciation Lunch will be on Friday, May 5th. That's part of Loyalty Day. So Loyalty Day's parade is on May 6th. Every year, the 60 Plus Center hosts an annual Veterans Lunch. And so, you know, anyone that'd like to come and help us serve for that would be greatly appreciated. We also have coming up in April, April 18th is my volunteer appreciation luncheon. You should all have received an invitation to come and enjoy that lunch. We will be catering from Patty Mac's Barbecue, and we have nice gift bags that we're gonna be able to provide for you. So it's gonna be fun. Poor Terry's probably gonna have to work a little bit, but she'll also get to sit down and enjoy the lunch. Then the following day, on April 19th, is going to be our first of our monthly birthday lunches, where that's what I'm also working with the Veterans Office on. And that was the goal was to address senior loneliness and isolation. And so we figured at least once a year, during somebody's birthday month, they can come and have a meal and be around other people. And so I don't like the invitations that were made for us. So I'm working on finalizing a new invitation. We've got the envelopes ready to go. So as soon as I get that printed out, hopefully before I go home today, we'll get those invitations sent out for anybody who has a birthday in the month of April. And again, I don't know how much help I'm going to need for that, but anybody who'd like to come and, you know, show your appreciation and help us out with that lunch, that would be on April 19th.
What time? Do you need volunteers?
The lunch is at noon. People are invited to come join us for bingo at 11. I would say if you can be there by 10:30 or 11, so we can get set up, or you know, 11 o'clock is actually fine.
And then the 5th, Sonia? What time for the Veterans Day lunch?
10:30, 11.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. And then I know I'm looking over at Terry because she's been working really hard to organize her next job and volunteer fair, and that's going to be on Tuesday, April 25th. I think she has almost 20 people, vendors scheduled right now. So it's going to be another great event. I hope that we can get another big showing of people looking to be volunteers or looking for jobs. So I will be on the radio show with Keith Barnes on, I think it's whatever, the Thursday morning, April 6th, that we're going to be talking about the birthday lunch on that radio program, that KNPT.
Looks like we have some great opportunities to volunteer there. Remember, when you go to those things, those activities that are not specifically things that came from this committee, you're still representing the advisory committee. So when you turn your volunteer hours in, make sure you include those, okay? And you are going to get your note from Judy here any day that it's time to turn those our hours in for this month.
I have a question regarding that, Sonia. Is work group time also supposed to be included on that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Yep. Like today's orientation, those who were there, Judy already has that time. So she will include that in what you give her, and then she also includes this meeting time. So those are the only two times you don't need to include your volunteer time. Okay. Any other comments or questions for Sonia? And she told us that we could just read the report. Is there anything you wanted to say about the report?
No, but I will point out that when I ran the membership numbers last month, we were at a little bit over 1,100 members currently. That does include the silver and fifth silver sneakers, I love the fact that I'm watching every month. I run the membership numbers, and they are increasing every month. So I'm really happy to say. Also, we have been I'm adding at least one or two things to the calendar just about every week. A lot of music-oriented things going on, but the calendar's getting more and more busy. So I'm just really excited because I think we're bringing more getting more people out slowly. Slowly, people are coming out, and we are getting more involvement. And my goal, as I've stated last week, and I'm going to state it here publicly, is that we have so many things on our calendar that we have to start printing on an 11 by 17 calendar. So we're getting there. We're really close.
It's been really nice that we've been doing this, and I really am really happy to put in renew and new members. It's just been mind-blowing.
It is. Every Wednesday when I'm there for as a host for 90 minutes, there's at least one person or one couple that comes in to renew. Every single solitary. I think last Wednesday there was one couple and then a single guy who hadn't been a member since before COVID. He was a member before COVID, and then his wife died during COVID, and so he was coming back as a single person. And I was ecstatic about that because it was a fellow. We really need to get more guys involved, and there are more guys involved. On Wednesdays, I see more people coming in, and some of them just zip around the corner and go right in and sit down and start playing Mahjong or the tile game, or they're putting a puzzle together, or they're just reading a book in a room with other people. So what a great way to break isolation.
I've recruited 3 people for chair yoga already, so.
Awesome. Thank you. And that's what it takes, word of mouth. Okay.
Quick question. Sonia, what was our membership coming out of COVID compared to now?
It was, I think it was 850, something like that, or might have been closer in the 700s, but it was between 700 and 800 somewhere.
Oh, okay.
I could run that number again.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
It's because we're so wonderful.
That's great. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's fabulous. You guys are wonderful.
I know we are.
The facility is wonderful. This committee is wonderful.
And I just remembered something, the discussion of the sign, the wood sign. So I contacted that guy. Sonia gave me his contact info. I contacted him, and he said he would love to help us with the sign. And we don't have internet at home right now. I should have said that earlier. So if you send me an email and I don't respond, it's because I don't get my emails until Wednesday when I come to town. So I apologize for that. But he said, yeah, sure, great. And he was all excited. And then I said, tell me when you're going to be in town. We don't work. We can come in. And I haven't heard from him since. So it sounds like I need to send him a message to remind him. But that is going to happen. And the sign's going to say, welcome to our fabulous, friendly facility.
That's nice. And so. It is.
So anyway.
Nice alliteration there. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, he did attend the author fair, which was last Saturday. Yeah. And he did mention to me that he was talking to you about the sign. So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And also, that author fair was pretty well attended. We had 12 authors. It was a curated author fair and about 30 attendees who came in. So it was nice.
Oh, that's cool. So I apologize for not remembering that earlier.
Sonia, okay. One thing that might be useful would be just in the monthly reports or on a quarterly basis or whatever, the additional memberships and the drop memberships, because we had that at the chamber, and man, it was in everybody's face. We were losing people, mm-hmm. and it's turned around because people are focusing on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we would lose 3 and gain 1. Now we're gaining 5 and losing 1,
mm-hmm.
and it just brings it out there.
I love that. Yeah, I'll add it. I'll add that to my report.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. Any public comments were brought forward?
No.
Okay, great. So next month's agenda and the date, we will meet on, I can't believe we're talking about April. April. So fourth Monday is April 24th at 2:30 here. Agenda items, do we have any to add beyond what's normally here?
Steve and I will report on our progress on the terminology for a attendance
policy. Okay, great.
I'd like to suggest that everybody think about maybe a advisory committee member that they might want to nominate or suggest that they apply, and hopefully we can add that to an interview to the schedule next month.
Did you receive a written resignation from Vicki?
No, it has not been.
Okay. So we think we're going to have one or two holes. Okay. Anything else? Okay, I saw you thinking.
Yeah,
Mike.
No, I was counting, sorry.
Yawning?
He was yawning. He was doing something over there. We don't know.
Okay. Nothing else for the good of our order.
I just want to comment. This is a great format, you know.
Came from Bryn.
Put together, good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very
Bryn.
Easy to track.
That's not the way it was before. It was just much simpler in reality. And then Bryn brought that format to us from another group she works on. And I tried to adapt it, and let's just say it was kind of a disaster. So, and I asked Bryn to please check it, and she did. She told me where I misunderstood, and I really did. And now we're on track. Now that we're actually using it, I see it working. Now I understand it. But before, it was just really confusing to my little brain. But that was Bryn's idea. See, that's what it is. We come here with new ideas. Thank you. Thank you, Bryn. Hey, if there is nothing else for the good of our order, I will close this meeting of the 60-plus Activity Centers Advisory Committee meeting at 3:26 p.m. Be sure you turn off the microphones, everyone. And thank you for being here.
It's still online.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to let everybody know, we are still being recorded because the person who turns off
until she turns it off. Oh.
Thank you. Call me.
We need to look for that, whatever that was.
Diversity.
And we don't need to worry about Vicki because she's probably not going to be here.
And because I knew that I had, that's the committee. Sorry, what? That's the committee I want. I didn't see my name there. I figured they'd get
it. Call me.
Yeah.
So, is there
for you?
Well, is there a day of the week that's not good for
you? You're here Wednesdays.
I'm here on Wednesdays,
so we can do it on a Wednesday.
Okay. So, is like 3 o'clock on a Wednesday good for you?
Between 3 and 3:15.
Okay. Does that sound good to you, Sonia?
Usually, yeah.
Okay. So let's say 3:15.
Okay.
Okay. And whoops. Okay, so not this coming week. So then we're into April. So not the 19th. That won't be a good day.
Nope.
So the 5th, the 12th, the 26th.
Whatever works for you. You just name it.
Well, I'll then be a host afterwards.